there's no discussion, maybe at this point, we'd call for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Karen. So I guess we'll go around the table.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald?
Yes to all.
Ms. Hacera?
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes? Mr. Kennedy?
Yes to all.
Dr. Quartz?
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to 14, 15, and 16, and I abstain as to 17.
Thank you. Mr. Pulaski?
Yes to all.
Governor Quinn, Ms. Strobel?
Yes to all.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes to all.
And Mr. Tinkin?
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all. That's really helpful to have that out of the way. And Chancellor Wise, may we turn the meeting back over to you? You did such a good job catching us up. We're almost right back on time, so we appreciate the efforts earlier.
So I'm pleased to give you an update on the dashboard. Chairman Kennedy and I had a discussion and decided that the best way to handle it this time would be to try and do a modified version of this. I've given you the dashboard as of last September. So what we're going to do today is concentrate on what we feel are the most important items, ones in which we have either shown progress or have faced some challenges, and ones that have new data for them. So in advance, I want to thank Randy Kangas for giving us new data for our campus. In many cases, we don't have the national comparators because that only comes out once a year, but I think it's an important thing to do today to give you an update on this. There are a few overriding principles that guide this today. One is that, you know, we are trying to recruit and retain the very best faculty and students so that we can meet our mission of discovery, learning, public engagement, and economic development. We want to compete for the very best faculty. We want to strategically invest in attracting the very best and high-achieving students. We want to continue our efforts in creating an infrastructure that allows us to be nimble and agile in all of the functions that we do. And finally, we want to raise more money, put fairly bluntly. So if we can get started, let me tell you that in your board books or on your iPads are two sets of this dashboard. The first one is the one that you should be able to follow me and will do only certain slides. And then the second set is actually the full dashboard, and we can of course go to any slide that you would like to that I have decided not to include in today's discussion. Okay, so let's first talk about student access and enrollment. And in the very first slide, what you can see is that despite all of our efforts, what you can see is a downward trend in terms of the percent of first-time freshman admissions yield. So this means the percent of students who come, who we accept. In other words, the take rate. And you'll get tired of my talking about this, but I'm going to probably say it at least 10 times, that this is in part due to the fact that we don't have enough financial aid to be able to attract all those students that we have accepted and believe that they are qualified to come. And I actually don't know which one is better to point to, but what you can see is over the years, there has been a decrease in the take rate at the University of Illinois. And we are, in fact, below the median, and we would strive to at least reach that median, and we are not able to do that thus far. I want to point out a couple of things. One is that for all of our peers, the trend is also going down, and so there are reasons for this happening on our campus as well as the national trend. First of all, we are recruiting more and more out-of-state and international students. And the take rate for the out-of-state students and the international students is lower than our resident students. So for as long as we want to be competitive in this group, it's going to be harder and harder for us to have that take rate. Second thing is that students are applying these days to many more colleges than they did, at least when I applied to college, when I applied to 3 or 4, I can't even remember. Now students are applying to 20. And so obviously they're going to choose among that one out of that 20, and the other 19 of the universities are not going to have that student accept them. So it's really important to take that into consideration. If we really